Don't forget to follow us on our Facebook page, Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast, on Twitter at RealGilbertACP, and on Instagram, Gilbert Podfried, PODFRIED. You see, it's kind of a pun on the last name. Ah, never mind. Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried. And this is Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions with my co-host Frank Santopadre. Now, what movies?
What do you got?
Well, the first...
Hit me.
Yeah, the first one, also a movie that, you know, I don't know that it was a big hit when it came out.
Uh-huh.
I don't think so. And I don't think the critics liked it.
Okay, so this is another one with reservations.
Yeah. Recommendation with reservations.
Gotcha.
Don't come to me and say, that wasn't Gone with the Wind.
People, is that happening
yes.
to you?
Yes.
People approaching you in the mall yes. to bitch about your movie selections?
And this one is a strange one called The Incident.
Oh, is this the one with Ed McMahon and
yes!
Tony Musante? And
it all takes place, the entire movie takes place on a train
subway
car.
Train.
A subway train
I know
car.
This movie.
Yeah, Ed McMahon, Jack Gilford.
Oh, I love Jack Gilford.
Brock Peters.
Yeah, we like him.
Is
a young Martin Sheen in this movie?
Martin Sheen and Tony Musante are the two thugs.
I see.
Who terrorized the train.
Was he Raul Estevez or whatever, Ramon Estevez then?
Oh,
or was
no,
he Martin
no,
Sheen?
he was Martin Sheen.
Okay.
And also, Bo Bridges.
Wow.
And, I know I'm
Did we say Ed McMahon is plays
Ed,
this suburbanite?
Ed McMahon.
Or this businessman on the train?
Yeah. And, this old character actor, Mike Kellum.
Wow, that stumps me.
Yeah.
Mike Kellum?
Yeah. If
okay.
you saw him, you'd know him.
I'm going to Google. It's rare that you stump me.
Yeah. And this one, Martin Sheen and Tony Musante are...
I think it's Musante.
Yeah. Fuck you, you guinea.
Well, he's alive. I don't want him to come after us.
No, he died recently.
Did he die, Tony Musante?
Yeah.
He had a series. He played Toma.
Oh, yes.
Which was a Beretta knockoff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tony. Well,
yeah.
All right, in that case.
We're sorry you're dead.
Mangle his name any way you see fit.
Okay. Tony Mufivin, boy. And Toji Moivin Pavel, Toby Marley, Hosen Fluffle, Toby, Tony Musalvi, and you're dangerously near me.
If he's not dead now, he will be.
So, yeah, they terrorize this subway car throughout the entire
movie.
Right,
it's two hoods, right? They get on the train. And they terrorize all the passengers.
Oh yeah.
And why doesn't the train come to a stop? Why don't they?
I think at one or two points in the movie the train comes to a stop and they block the doors.
I see.
To stop people from getting off.
I've seen it, but so many years ago.
And it's a very, very weird and disturbing film. And it's showing also. I mean, it's one of those movies that could have worked as a play because it all stays in one subway.
Right, it's kind of set bound, yeah.
And it's kind of bringing out things of people when each one is terrorized. Something of their personality comes out, and
so it's like a character study.
Yeah,
really. The incident.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to say anything more about it because you don't want to give too much away.
Other than that, Hervé Village.
Does he show up?
Yeah. He plays a blind former army sergeant.
I already played the conductor.
Yeah.
Why do you recommend it with with reservations?
Because I'm part Indian.
Oh, that makes no sense, and I love it. Okay, so the incident. Frank Verderosa, our engineer, is out there. Look up Tony Musante. I don't believe he actually died.
2 years ago.
Oh, damn it! 2 years
yes.
ago. You just killed him.
See,
you said he just died. The incident.
Yes.
With reservations.
Yes.
Okay.
That means call in advance. Because you might not get a room.
What does it say about what does it say about us that we keep recommending films that are disturbing on some level? Films that upset people. Here's a comedy, and it's a comedy that actually upset people.
Oh, okay.
Mostly the studio. This is a movie, real reservations on this one.
Yeah.
Major reservations.
Yes.
I'm wondering if you've even seen it. This is, I think, if I'm going to misspeak here and people are going to write me, unless Catch Me If You Can is a comedy or The Terminal. I guess The Terminal is a comedy, the Tom Hanks movie. This is really the only out-and-out comedy that I think Steven Spielberg ever directed, called 1941. Now, there may be people recoiling in horror as I say
this. Yes, that is with major reservations. With
major reservations because it's super flawed and it has a lot of problems. But I saw it recently. You know, it also has a lot going for it. You know, it's kind of like those all-star comedies that they made in the 60s where they would throw everybody in.
Oh, yes.
But the kitchen sink. Like we talked about The Great Race before. We haven't talked about it, but you and I are both fond of It's a Mad, Mad World.
Oh, yeah.
This is that kind of a film. It was made at the end of the 70s, 79, a year I talk about a lot on the show. And they do throw in everybody. It's hard to hate a film that has all of these funny people in it, like Slim Pickens and Dan Aykroyd and Belushi and John Candy
I remember it begins with Spielberg satirizing his own film Jaws.
Yeah, there's a little bit in the beginning.
Yeah,
it opens with
the girl, and I think it's the same girl from Jaws.
Yeah, I think it is. Susan Backline.
Yeah, and she's swimming, and this time it's a submarine.
Right.
That
you
comes
hear the
up
same John Williams.
Yeah.
Because John Williams did the music for this, too, as he did for, I think, every Spielberg movie or almost every Spielberg movie. I mean, it has wonderful set pieces. If you don't know the film, it's based on an actual incident called the Great Los Angeles Air Raid, which you can look up. And the screenplay was by Robert Zemeckis and Bob Gale, who went on to make the Back to the Future movies. And Zemeckis, of course, made Forrest Gump. And John Milius, of all people. The serious filmmaker.
Yes.
writing this comedy. A very, very serious guy, a gun enthusiast. It has a lot of funny moments. Murray Hamilton is very funny from Jaws.
Oh, yes. And The Hustler.
Right. And Eddie Deason turns up.
Oh, my God.
We've talked about Eddie Deason.
Talk about, like, he was kind of like poor man Sammy Petrillo.
Yes, not even a Jerry, but a poor man Sammy Petrillo. A couple of old timers show up too. Alicia Cook is in it.
Oh my God!
Lionel Stander is in it. I think there's a cameo, a very quick shot of Sam Fuller, the director. Robert Stack, of all people, who would go on to be funny in Airplane. I don't think he had done anything funny to this point. Plays General Stillwell, who was a real guy. Who cries when he goes to see Dumbo. I mean, it's one of those films, I guess you would say that the pieces are better than the whole part. But Ned Beatty's hilarious. It's just a little overwrought. And it's one of those what would you say? It's sort of a cake that doesn't quite rise.
Oh, yeah.
In the oven. But it has wonderful things in it. Christopher Lee, Toshiro Mifune.
Oh.
I mean, everybody. Warren Oates. There's a very funny scene with Tim Matheson. I know we'll get negative mail and posts from me even recommending this one. And I'd be very curious to see how many of our listeners actually like it. We talked about Ishtar with Paul Williams, which is a similar Another movie that was a debacle.
Horrible.
But I like.
Yeah.
And I like the songs. I like Paul's songs in it. And I'm going to put this in the same category. See it for yourself. Don't have sky-high expectations, but there are some very, very funny things in it. And it's a curio. And it's got a great score by John Williams. It's got an all-star cast, 1941. You seen it recently?
Not recently.
Yeah.
Years ago.
Yeah.
And I also remember running into Tony Marcente.
It was coming out of 1941?
Yeah. At a party. And first thing I said to him, you're the guy who chopped off Eric Roberts' thumb.
Oh, in the Pope of Greenwich Village.
Yes.
Good call.
And he said when he was doing that movie, he was a young actor, and they ran out of money in the middle of it. And he decided on his own to go to people to get them to invest.
The Pope of Greenwich Village?
No.
The incident.
The incident.
Oh, really?
And they said, okay, well, who are the stars in it? And he said, well, Martin Sheen, Ed McMahon, Brock Peters, Jack Gilford, Beau Bridges. And the guy said, yeah, but who are the stars?
Hey, those are names. I love Jack Gilford. We should talk about Jack Gilford on a future show.
I remember Jack Gilford that I remember
who
him
was blacklisted,
best in.
By the way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
– yeah.
He was the – he would do the Cracker Jack commercials.
You bet. See, that's a 60s memory.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're giving your age away and mine with that one. Look up Jack Gilford, you guys. Anybody of a certain age will remember him from the Cracker Jack commercials. So 1941 and?
And the incident.
And of Gilbert, as always, picks a disturbing film.
Yes.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny and I love you.
A few days ago, Brooke Tudine posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.